الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It goes without saying that is for the one who sent 10 durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal will shower him with 100 special mercies. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madani Channel, let me say again marhaba, ahlan wa sahlan bikum. We welcome you again to this episode, Priceless Diamonds, which was suggested in one of the risala of Amir Ahl Sunnah. It inspired me and make me actually to go and make some research. And why did he say priceless diamond? Where was he getting this idea from, that it's priceless diamond? Really, 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 it is priceless diamond. Like how the author says, may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal reward him tremendously for the efforts which he have done, I mean, to suggest such a beautiful topic, priceless diamond. We are talking about the importance of time, and we make it with the kinaya, a metaphorical comparison between itself and the diamonds of the dunya. Then we came to conclude that no, this one here is a priceless diamond. Imam Fakhruddin Ar-Razi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he said in his tafsir, that is, his book is called Mafatihul Ghaib, that is the tafsir of Imam Ar-Razi, Aqsama Allah ta'ala bil asr, Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal took an oath with Al-Asr, that is the Al-Asr. He said, he himself, Fakhruddin Ar-Razi, he said that what he understood from Al-Asr, he understood that it is the time, it is Zaman. Al-Asr, yani Zaman, he said, it is Zaman. What is Zaman? Zaman, it means the lifespan of a man. The lifespan of a man. Of course, the Mufassirin, they will come with a different tafsir, but Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, all the tafsir, each and every single tafsir, time is being mentioned there. Like him, he understood that it means Zaman, yani the lifespan of a man. From birth to youth to old age to the qabr. Oh, this is Zaman. This is Al-Asr. He understood that it is Zaman. Now Zaman, he said that it is the lifespan of a man. So he said that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal is taking an oath with Al-Asr, with the time, the alternative, the moving of time. Alladhi huwa Zaman, which is Zaman, is moving, is very amazing. Very amazing. But more amazing indeed, it is how human beings are unmindful. In the time, what will happen? Two things they happen when time is moving. A second, minute, hour, when the clock of the watch is ticking, tick, 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 what is happening? Two things are happening. You know, asarra, there will be happiness. Wadarra, sarra, actually it means that there will be yani good moments. Wadarra, bad moments. So the moments are of two, good moment and bad moment. These are the moments of time. There will be good moment and bad moment when the time is moving. So, and also two things again, it is moving in two. Tell me what two, one positive and one negative. That is how time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in the Holy Quran, things were created into two. Okay, the things they were created into pairs. There's negative and positive in many terms. Sometimes male and female, and sometimes negative and positive. So number one, we say that when the time is moving, what we expect, sarra, good moments, and darra, bad moments. And also, wasiha, health, wasakam, and sick. Sickness, health and sickness. In the same time, somebody is health today, tomorrow is sick. And wealth, walfaqar, and poverty. Today you are rich, tomorrow you are poor. No one is going to remain rich forever. Like you are, when we lower you in the qabr, no matter how millionaire you were, that time you'll be helpless. The ghusal, the people taking your bath, will be bathing you. You won't be able to bath yourself. So to think that the time of the dunya is stagnant, then you become a mentally problematic person. If you think that it is permanent, nothing is permanent in this dunya. With the moving time, nothing is permanent in this dunya. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامِ Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal said in the Holy Quran that these are the days. نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ which we alternate amongst the people. فَلَوْ ضَيَّعَتَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي. If you spend your life, like here to be exact, he said that فَلَوْ ضَيَّعَتَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ, if you waste 1,000 years, فِي مَا لَا يَعْنِي, in things which does not benefit you. ثُمَّ تُبْتَ, then you make tawbah. If you were doing transgression for 1,000 years, مثلاً, then Allah Rabbul Izzat al-Jalal give you tawfiq. That the last moment, you know, this is exactly what a point from Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi. What a point. Really, even me also, when I am sitting in front of you, listening again in this point, when I'm trying to explain to it, really it is giving me also a new world order, a total change at all. That how important the time it is. The same moment which we're talking about, one single moment, one single, you know, don't take any time, any of the time for granted. He said, let's say somebody is doing wrong, already he wasted his 1,000 years, but then change for a moment, that single moment, it will make him to be last forever in Jannah. That single moment which he changed, just see how important the time it is. Then you realize that, you know what, that moment can change the rest of your life, and it can be the very, very, the ice on the cake of your life. So as we said, that time itself, it is a blessing from Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. It is the whole blessing. It is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about the favors, really, let us not forget time in the chapter of favors. This is what Imam Fakhruddin is saying, that by this moving of time, the night and the day, these are fursa, chances. يُضِيعُهَا الْإِنسَانِ, a man is misusing. وَأَنَّ الزَّمَنِ, then he said that verily time, أَشْرَفُ مِنَ الْمَكَانِ فَأَقْسَمَ بِهِ, it is important than place. Time itself is important than place. Why? Because place does not move, but time is moving. I am sitting where I am sitting right now, it is not moving. I'm just on the chair. I'm sitting and I'm giving the topic here, but whilst I'm doing so, the time is moving. But where I'm sitting, I'm still on the same place. So the place does not move, but the time itself, it moves. Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal grant us the ability to understand. The fact that time is a unique trait of favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it goes undebated. It is undisputed. The time itself, it is very, very important. The one who is being losing, it's not time. When you say the time is moving, no, we are not saying time is losing. Man is losing. No, time is losing. Time, it cannot lose. Time, it's moving. And the one who is losing, it is a human being. Viewers of Madani Channel, Barakallahu Feekum, allow us now to go to the second phase of our topic, of our discussion of this episode. Allah, wa hiya istima' min as-sunnah. And it is none other than now to listen from the ahadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Normally, we listen to the Quran, then we listen to the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's an hadith in Abu Dawood where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala utitu al-Quran wa mithlahu ma'an." I was given the Quran and something similar to it. That is the hadith. The hadith, they are inseparable from the Quran. This, in order for you to understand the Quran, you need the hadith, because the hadith itself, it gives tafsir, yani to the Holy Quran. So whenever we listen to the verses of the Holy Quran, now let us try now to listen to its explanations now from the Sunnah. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us to understand. Amma Sunnah al-Mutahhara. As for the Sunnah, that is the hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is of course al-Mutahhara, which is purified, which is sanctified. Falbayan fiha asrah wa awdah. Really, the hadith is very clear and it is crystal clear in as far as the importance of time is concerned. Imam al-Bukhar, he narrated unto us, not only him, wa Imam al-Tirmidhi, and Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, wa Ibn Majah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that Ibn Abbas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, ni'matani, two favors. Ni'matani, two favors. Makhbunun, people are losing. Makhbunun, yani al-ghabn, is losing. Ni'matani, two favors. Makhbunun, people are losing. Who are losing? Makhbunun fihima, kathirun minan nas. Two things. Many people are losing regarding these two things. Many people are losing regarding these two things. Number one, as-sihha, good health. People are losing. Tell me, barakallahu fikum, what moments do people do sins? Do people do guna when they are sick or when they are healthy? Really, if our intellect is sound and sane, we will say that when they are healthy. All people go to clubs when they are healthy, pubs when they are healthy, tags when they are healthy, mugs when they are healthy. Now, when they are sick, they're in hospital. No any time to do those things. So now, that's why the Holy Prophet Aqas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that people are losing any good health. They are losing. Why? Because they are utilizing the health. It's like now, it's like a thing which they are using, a tool for them now to do vices, which was supposed to be for them to be an eyes for them to do righteous, but they are using it to do wrong things. And the other one is what? Wal-farakh. Another one is time. Another one is time. Al-farakh, to be exact, it means free time. That is what it means. So whenever time is moving, men are losing. Some scholars, they say that an-ni'ma ma yatana'amu bihi al-insan. An-ni'ma is something which a man enjoy and he feels the pleasure with it. But rather now, the word ghubun itself, if you want to explain the word ghubun, now the ulama, they explain it very beautifully, that ayyashtariya, that you go and buy something, bi adhafi thaman, with an expensive price. You go buy something, which is very precious, of course, with a high price, then you go and sell it less that price, or with the same price. There's no profit for you. You are doing a loss. You buy something with a high price, really, then you go and sell it with low price, then it does not make sense at all. Buy something for $1 million, then you go and sell it with $100. It does not make sense as well. This is al-ghubun. So al-ghubun, this is the word which is used in this hadith, that majority of human beings, they are doing ghubun. Look how wisely it is explained. Who can tell me what is the price of time? If you want to sell a second, what is its price? Let us ask Amir Ahl-Sunnah. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, dammat barakatuhum al-aliyah. He said it is priceless. Wallahi, no any money in the dunya can pay for a single second. No any money. No any money. Let us try to be in the mahul of Dawat Islam, our weekly ijtima, our daily dars, chok dars, nekiki dawat, and all these things. It will save us from amongst those people who will be losing. And really, it is something which we need to take it seriously before it is too late. Then we heard also in the hadith, فَمَنْ صَحَّ بَدَنُهُ, the one whose body is health, وَتَفَرَّغَ مِنَ الْأَشْغَالِ آئِقَ, and is free from disturbing matters, like he's not going to work, if you go to work, and sometimes you are busy with whatever you are doing, and you've got only free time, sometimes there are some so-called holidays, we are free, so we need to utilize, and if he does not use his free time and his health for the betterment of his year after, فَهُوَ كَالْمَغْبُونَ فِي الْبَيْءِ. His example is exactly like al-maghbun fil bay, the one who is doing ghubun in the buying, and he buying expensive thing and selling them cheap. Then this hadith is only telling us that the majority of human beings, they don't benefit from free time and free health. They don't benefit from all these things. They spend these things in the time which does not benefit for them. فَيَصِيرُ كُلُّ وَاحِدٍ مِّنْهُمَا, each and everyone from amongst them, it become now as a burden from all of them, as a musibah to them. If they were spending each and every one of these two in its path, in its due right, that is, in conclusion, those two things, the siha, the good health, and al-faragh, and free time, it is the investment which we need to invest for the year after, not the investment which we need to pop into the dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal give us to understand, as you said that, in conclusion, in order for us not from being among the people who will be said that they are on the losing side, who will be said that they are on the deceiving side, let us try to be in the mahal of Dawat Islam. Allah Rabbul Izzat Al Jalal make us to invest our time in something which is very, very fruitful. Ad-dunya sa'a faj'alha ta'a. The dunya is just a moment, so make it a monument. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Time is one of the most precious things. Let's not waste the time. Let's not waste the time.